Hi, I'm Chris. You're about to travel to a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Boy, you wait and you wait for things to happen, and when they finally do, they happen fast. At least that's how it seems to work for Connie. She's about to head for an adventure that will take her across the country and maybe into a new life.
Hi, Whit. I'm sorry I'm late.
Hello, Connie. Are you late? I hadn't noticed.
Mom and I were talking, and it looks like it's finally going to happen.
What?
California! Mom gave me the okay!
Hold on now. Wait a minute. You lost me.
Now that school is let out for the holidays, Mom said it's okay to go to California to see my dad.
Really? Oh, that's great. I think.
Oh, Whit, I can't believe it! I'm going to get out of Odyssey and see all my old friends and hang out at the old places. I can't wait!
Well, when are you going?
Well, that's sort of up to you, being my boss and everything. I mean, I have the bus ticket and I'm ready to pack and...
Well, now, what you're saying is that you can go just as soon as I let you have the time off.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any idea how long you'll be gone?
As long as Mom will let me until school starts again.
Well, you can go whenever you want, Connie.
Really? Oh, Whit, thank you! This is great! It's fantastic! Oh, I'll leave this weekend! I can't believe it!
Well, now, meanwhile, I'm going to put up a help wanted sign for someone to take your place.
Take my place?
Well, I'll need help while you're gone. What with the holiday rush and all.
But you're going to replace me?
That'll be up to you, Connie.
The front window's the best place for it. Help wanted, inquire within. Yeah, that should do the trick.
Hi, Tom.
Help wanted, Whit? You taking on new employees?
Well, are you applying?
For what you pay, forget it.
Come on.
Now, why the sign? Is the business getting to be too much for you and Connie?
It's too much for me. You see, Connie's taking off for California.
What? Again? Well, I thought we went through this last summer.
Did we?
Don't you remember? She was all set to go when that tornado hit town. Just about destroyed your shop. You too, as I recall.
Oh, yes.
I made it. Where are my keys? Oh, what did I do with my keys?
Here, my keys.
Oh, we made it. Are you all right?
Oh, it's been a while since I've had to... run like that.
There. Safe and sound.
Oh, I don't know. The winds are awfully strong.
What can happen? We're in here now.
Well, let's get further into the building. I don't like the looks of this.
Why? What can happen?
Oh, I got a little bit of glass in my leg.
A little bit? Doctor put you in the hospital for a couple of days, I think. How many stitches was it?
Oh, just a few.
I think the number was 18.
Oh, come on, Tom.
Now, that had a lot to do with keeping Connie in Odyssey. After all that, I thought she'd give up on going.
Well, she's been hiding it, but she hasn't given up on the idea. She never lost her restlessness. And after Karen died, it seemed to come back even stronger. Karen's death affected her more than I thought it would.
It affected everyone pretty deeply.
Connie thinks that whatever's nagging at her will be taken care of in California. I'm concerned about her, Tom.
Well, Whit, you know what we need to do.
Yes, we need to pray for her.
Yeah.
Even more than we have.
You're right.
Oh, I don't want to let her go, Tom. I'm afraid of what will happen when she goes back to all those old friends, those old influences. You know, they can undo all the progress we've made over the past few months.
Or affirm it. That's God's business, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Maybe we should be praying that this trip to California will be a spiritual journey for Connie. Kind of her own personal odyssey.
You're right, Tom. We have to pray for God's protection over her.
And peace for you, John Avery.
Yes. Peace for me.
Good day, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hello.
You realize, of course, there's a more efficient way to let you know a customer has come in than the employment of that small bell above the door.
Probably. Are you a salesman?
No, sir. My name is Eugene Meltzner, and I'm a science student and, might I add in all modesty, a recognized genius at the Campbell County Community College. I'm sure you've heard of it. Whom do I have the pleasure of addressing?
I'm John Whittaker, and this is Tom Riley.
Howdy.
Howdy. An abbreviated form of the phrase, how do you do, or in the older English, how do you fare? In answer, Tom, I fare well, thank you.
What'd he say?
I think he said he's fine.
Did I ask?
Well, I guess you did.
Oh,
What can I do for you, Mr. Meltzner?
That's Meltzner.
Oh, Meltzner.
Richard Pierce, my professor at the college, suggested I speak to you, hence my presence.
Well, I can see that. Speak to me about what?
About studying under you. Professor Pierce said that you are somewhat remarkable as an inventor and scholar, and that I would find your approach to life very, well, shall we say, different, if not altogether fascinating, and certainly beneficial to my pursuant education.
What did he say?
I think he wants to work for me.
If that's possible, sir. Professor Pierce said I would also receive class credits.
Well, your timing couldn't be better, Hubert.
Eugene.
I have to have an opening for part-time help. It's temporary, maybe, through the holidays only, but...
I would be proud and honored to offer my meager ministrations as your most obsequious journeyman for whatever course of time you deem necessary, sir.
Eugene,
yes, sir.
I just can't understand a word you're saying. Are you one of those foreign exchange students?
Oh, pardon?
Well, welcome to Wits End, Eugene.
Wits End. Is that a pun?
Oh, sort of.
I hate puns.
That's the last of it. I'm all packed.
You didn't waste any time.
I'm leaving in the morning, Mom.
Well, that's what I mean. It seems like it was just this past Monday I said you could go.
It was Monday.
I don't know. I don't feel good about this.
Feel good? This is the best present you could have ever given me.
Well, your father said he's made big plans for the two of you if he can rearrange his work schedule.
Well, I won't hold my breath. That's okay. I'll be real busy running around with all my friends, lying on the beach and riding the waves. Oh, it's going to be great. Just to get away from Odyssey.
You know, you keep saying that, and I don't understand. Why are you so hot to get away from here? I thought you finally decided you liked it in Odyssey.
Mother, we've talked about this before.
Uh-huh. Well, talk to me again.
Okay, it's like this. There are things I like about Odyssey. Some of the people here, but it's not me. You know, I feel stifled here. Like, I've gotten buried deep inside myself, and I'm gonna explode if I don't get out.
But who buried you? I don't understand.
Odyssey, Mom. The way it is here. All that church stuff. The way they deal with things. You know, like, they sneak Bible verses in and drop all these hints that I should become a Christian. They don't think I notice because I try to ignore it.
But you don't?
No, I hear it. I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to make me accept Jesus, or however they say it. But it's not me. It's not who I am. You see, in California, they don't care. I can be free out there. I can be whoever I want to be.
And who is that, Connie?
I don't know. I guess I'll find out.
Yes, Connie. I'll be at the bus station at 6:30 a.m. sharp. You don't think I'd let you slip out of town without saying goodbye, do you? Well, I'll be there anyway. All right. See you in the morning. Night. Lord, help me relax about this. You love Connie even more than I do.
Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, hello, Eugene. Please call me Whit.
I think nicknames are terribly disrespectful, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh. Did you get a good look around the place?
I certainly did. It's a very fascinating building you've assembled here. The Victorian architecture is a poor disguise for the marvels inside.
Well, does that mean you like it?
Like isn't a word I'd like to use. Oh, did I say like?
Whoops. Yes, you did.
Let's just say that I find the shop of yours to be a curiosity worth studying.
Thank you.
The train set is unlike anything I've ever seen. But do you realize that with a very simple computer program, you could operate those trains with far more efficiency and less wear?
Well, I considered that once, but with a computer program, the children wouldn't be able to run them.
Exactly. I'll put the program together for you. It would take no time at all. Professor Pierce would be grateful for me to have the experience. I'd be grateful.
Grateful? Of course.
In fact, I've thought up all kinds of new ideas for your shop, ways that will make it far more convenient and efficient for you and your customers. From ice cream serving to the displays upstairs. After all, that's what inventing is all about, isn't it, Mr. Whitaker? If it's all right with you, I'd like to get started tonight, immediately. Post-haste, while the shop is closed. You'll be amazed when you come back in the morning. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was afraid of.
Bus 437 to Chicago begins boarding in 5 minutes.
Is that you, Connie?
No, Mom. I'm bus 23 to Los Angeles. Should be boarding any minute, though. It's almost 6:30. I hope Whit remembers to... Oh, there he is!
Good morning!
Hi!
Well, good morning! And it's nice to see you again, Jim.
Well, hi there, Whit.
You all set to go, Connie?
I sure am.
You're not nervous or anything, are you?
No.
Well, 2 days on a bus is an awfully long time, you know.
Well, yeah, but I didn't hear either one of you offer to pay for plane fare.
Well,
you've been waiting to use that bus ticket for a year now. I wasn't going to spoil your fun.
Bus 23 to Los Angeles, now boarding.
That's me! Oh, okay. Do I have everything? My suitcase, purse, bag?
You're fine, dear. You're fine.
Mom, I'm going. I'm really going.
Hug me quick before you go, huh? Oh, take care of yourself. Now, look, call me as soon as you get there.
Huh? I will. Oh, and Mom, you'll find a couple of presents under my bed.
Oh?
They might be for you. But no fair opening them early and no shaking or peeking, okay?
Then you just shouldn't have told me.
Mom.
I love you, baby.
Yeah, same here. I guess I'll see you later, Whit.
Yeah, promise?
I don't make promises I can't keep. You taught me that a long time ago, remember?
Yes, I do. Connie, we've had a lot of conversations about some very important things. I hope you'll think about them on that trip.
Maybe if I've got time. The bus is leaving. I have to go.
Take this, Connie, will you? It's an early Christmas present.
Thank you, Whit.
Oh, you're late. Open it on the bus, huh?
Okay. Well, a hug is about the best I can do for a Christmas present right now.
Well, I'll take it.
Okay.
I love you, Connie. More than you might realize, but even more important, God loves you. No matter what happens, remember that.
Thanks, Whit. I gotta go. Hey, wait! Don't move that bus!
Hey, relax, kid. I was just starting it up.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Whit.
Bye, Connie. And call me.
Okay.
Bye, Connie. God be with you.
We'll return to today's adventure in Odyssey right after this. Conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
Boy, these bus rides can get long. Mind if I sit down? There's a kid where I'm sitting that's driving me nuts.
Sure, go ahead. I don't know, I feel sorry for him. We have to do something with all that energy.
You can have him. How long you been on?
Since Odyssey. 6:30 this morning.
Odyssey?
What?
Never heard of it. I got it in Des Moines. Headed for Denver. Gotta go visit my Aunt Gertrude.
Well, according to the schedule, we'll be there in the morning.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Los Angeles.
Now that's where I want to go. Gotta be more exciting than Aunt Gertrude in Denver.
Well, I'm pretty excited about it. I'm gonna go see...
What you reading?
Oh, this? Oh, I'm not really reading it. It was a gift from a man I work for.
Is that a Bible?
Yeah.
You want to close, huh?
Not really, I just...
I don't believe in the Bible. All those rules, stuff about what you can do and what you can't do. Kind of old-fashioned, don't you think?
I don't know. I don't think I'm...
I used to believe in it until I grew up. I'm basically a good person. Got a few quirks, but hey, if I need to change something, I'll change it myself. I don't need anybody else telling me to do it.
Sounds familiar. Do you think it's that easy?
Yeah, don't you?
Well, I used to think so, but I had this conversation about it once.
You see, Connie, you believe that deep down everybody is good. And if we all just somehow tap into that inner goodness, we could make the world a whole lot nicer. Well, I'm sorry, but that's just not the case. The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's why I just kind of shake my head and laugh when someone tells me that they've made a promise to be a better person. That's like treating the symptoms and ignoring the disease.
So I was right when I said it was hopeless.
No, there's hope, lots of it. You're just looking in the wrong place. You gotta look deep down on the inside, way down into your soul. That's where the changing has to start. That's why the Bible says, don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What that means is we have to let God renew our mind. He's got to change us on the inside before results start showing on the outside.
It sort of makes sense, doesn't it?
Not to me, but you're entitled to think what you want. It's a free country.
Well, I didn't say I thought.
It was nice talking to you, but I better get back to my own seat.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, it is a long trip.
It was my watch. I'm sorry to awaken you.
Oh, it's still dark outside. What time is it?
Oh, I think it's 6 o'clock. The sun won't be up for another half hour, about the time we arrive in Los Angeles.
Are we that close?
Oh, yes. We're going through Temple City now. You were sleeping very soundly.
I guess so. Wow, I didn't even know you were here.
Hi, I'm Connie.
I'm Audrey Nelson.
When'd you get on, Mrs. Nelson?
Barstow. Must have been around 3:30.
I think I remember stopping. Ugh. It's been a long 2 days.
You live in Los Angeles?
No, I used to. I'm coming to visit my father in Santa Monica.
Oh, really? I live near there.
Why are you in Barstow?
A funeral. My sister died.
I'm sorry.
She is, was the wife of a pastor there.
How'd she die?
Heart trouble. She'd been fighting it for a year. By the grace of God, her pains finally ended.
That must be very hard for you.
Oh, well, in a way it is. I'm gonna miss her a lot. To tell you the truth, I'm still not sure I understand why the Lord took her away. But God is loving and compassionate. I know I'll find out one of these days.
I know a girl like that. I believe the same thing. It's kind of amazing to me to believe so strongly. I mean, it's so hard to figure out. You know, I don't understand how a girl as alive as Karen is could get cancer. It doesn't seem right.
Well, I don't understand it either, Connie.
You don't?
No. Some things are beyond understanding. People, even good people, get sick and die. All I can do is hang on to my faith that God is in control. He knows what he's doing.
I don't think I could have that kind of faith.
You might surprise yourself one of these days.
Are you a Christian, Connie?
Me? No.
No. Did I say something funny?
No. No. I was just thinking about some of the people back home.
Oh.
You wouldn't happen to know a John Whittaker in Odyssey, would you?
No.
I just imagined him somehow working it out that I'd sit next to a Christian on the bus. He has a way of making those kinds of things happen.
Oh, it's not your Mr. Whittaker who makes it happen, Connie.
It isn't?
No. And I'm sure Mr. Whittaker would agree that it's someone greater than he is. It's God.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be arriving at the Los Angeles City Bus Terminal in just a few moments. Now would be a good time to begin gathering your things. I'd offer you hot towels, but if I get out of my seat, we'll crash.
Getting butterflies in my stomach.
You are.
I can't believe I'm actually back in L.A.
You know, Connie, I don't know you very well, but I sense something about you.
You do?
Mm-hmm. God loves you, Connie, and I think he's put people in your life who have shown you that. But it's up to you to believe. I'll be praying for you.
Thanks. But you really don't have to.
I want to. And Connie?
Yes?
Welcome back to California.